Picture this. You're sitting with your phone trying to find one more way to reach your audience. You know you need another way to get your content out there to those who need it, but in a way that draws them in. You can do this through podcasting. Now you know podcasting can work, but how do you start? You can always hire someone to do it for you, but what if you just don't have the financial ability to do so? Or simply just don't want to spend the money? What if I told you you can get all of the steps from an experienced podcast manager to help you do this yourself? I have created the Podcast Launch Companion to help do exactly this. This is not another course from someone who has not helped dozens of podcasters get started. This is the exact process I use with my launch clients, step by step, for you to do on your own at a fraction of the done-for-you launch price. If you are ready to get a podcast launched by summer, click the link in the show notes or visit allisonnitch.com/DIY. That's allisonnitch.com/DIY to learn more. Now on to the episode. We all have a story, a past, a message that is unique to us. Some of us are holding on to things that if we only were able to share them with others, it could really make an impact on someone's life, their business. And today I want to share some things that just might help you realize that you, yes, you, may have a message that someone needs to hear. Hey, I'm Allison, former elementary teacher turned online business owner, but more importantly, your podcasting best friend. On this show, we will explore the power of using your voice to engage your audience and increase your impact. After 20 years of struggling to find what I was truly meant to do, it was a podcast that changed my life. Someone out there needs to hear your message. So get ready to unlock the secrets and use your powerful message to connect with your audience like never before. Whether you are thinking of starting your own show, just getting started, or an experienced podcaster, there is something here for everyone. Let's master your message. Hello there. Welcome back to Master Your Message. If this is your first time, I am so excited that you are here because the topic I'm talking about today is near and dear to my heart, and it is just my passion. And quite honestly, I want to share more of it. So I'm going to get a little vulnerable today because I want basically to share my story and hope that my message can reach others and letting you know that you have something to share as well. And maybe you don't quite know what that is yet, but I want to help you do that. So I'm going to kind of take you back a little bit. And this is basically going to let you know how someone else's message changed my life. And I am going to say it changed my life because it truly did. Basically, I was stuck for so many years in a career that I realize now just wasn't right for me. I was an elementary school teacher. Over the course of 20 years, I was truly in it for 18 and I took a couple years off here and there. And I just wasn't happy. I was in a very dark place several times throughout my career, and that led me to take those breaks. But ultimately, I just kept going back because I did not know what else was out there. And to be quite honest with you, probably the fall of 2021 is when it really started to hit. And I could blame COVID for that. I could say all of these different reasons, but it had been there for years, way before COVID. I left teaching in 2011 after my first son was born because it wasn't filling me up. What was the other lighting? I was going to say lighting my cup, but it wasn't filling my cup, lighting me up, all of the things. And I tried to get out. I tried to find something else. But back then, there just weren't enough resources. And there really probably were. I just didn't know where to look for them to help me along my journey. I did find a couple of things, but ultimately I was like, that's not it either. And I just didn't know. I'm going to go on a little tangent here just for a second, but I've always been that person who feels like I had to have a purpose. I have to have this reason. I think I've mentioned this on another episode in the past, but I remember being 12 years old, seventh grade. I'll never forget. We had just moved to Houston, Texas, and my mom was still waiting to get a job because she wanted to get us, you know, entered into school in the new district, a new city, all the different things. And it was much different because we had come from a very small town in Texas. So life was just going to be different. And I remember getting off the bus and I don't know what what led me to think this, but I remember asking my mom, what is our purpose? What are we here to do? And in that moment, now that I am a mom, I think I probably gave her a panic attack because she was like, Allison, what on earth are you talking about? Don't think that way. And in her mind, she's probably thinking, you know, oh my gosh, my daughter's wondering what's the purpose of life. And that wasn't really what I was doing. I truly was thinking, you know, because I remember thinking I loved that my mom was home. And my whole entire life before that, she'd been working. We rode the bus home after school in a small town, stayed home by ourselves until they got home from work. They cooked dinner, and then it was all time to go to bed. That's all I knew. I knew staying home in the summers with a nanny while my parents worked. And I think it was that getting off the bus and my mom being there, and I was like, oh, I love this. And she was home that summer with us. And I think it was just me wondering, you know you have to have a job to pay the bills, but I also knew she wasn't loving what she was doing before. My dad was always stressed out every time he got home from work. Not only that, they were driving in Houston traffic. And I remember just thinking, there's got to be more. And of course, at 12 years old, I don't know all of that. So that was it. I kind of learned that that was something bad to think about. And I guess I just never did again until it was time to go to college. And I'm thinking, what am I supposed to do? And I didn't know. And I'd always kind of wanted to be a teacher. But my dad let me think that teaching, there's no income in teaching. I mean, he's right, but so I went the business route. That's something a lot of people may not know, is that I actually have a business degree. And then I went back to school to become a teacher and was certified and went into teaching. So I was always struggling to try to find what fit me. So here I was, the first time, 7 years into teaching, already had this feeling, got out for 1 year. I ended up getting pregnant with twins. So I took that year off. And then I knew that I had to go back because we had to have an income. I didn't know how to start over with something new and then saying, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant, I'm having twins. So I went back, but I was able to go my whole pregnancy and have the twins while I was off. So that actually was a kind of a blessing. But the next year, I just went back into the classroom because it was what I knew, thought, well, I'll switch schools, different grade, it'll be better. And it was for a while, but as same thing happens, I found myself getting to that point again where things just weren't fitting. It wasn't me. I didn't have that passion that other teachers had. I wanted to be that great teacher. And I think I was really good at connecting with the kids. And that in turn made them like my class. But in the same sense, I wasn't enjoying it. So to me, I wasn't a great teacher because I didn't enjoy what I was doing. And I felt like there was more that I could be doing, but I didn't know what it was. I ended up leaving again. I think it was 5 or 6 years after that second time I went back, because I was having panic attacks. I was having all of this anxiety and I didn't know what to do. So I actually left the classroom, but I went to work in the front office of the school just to give myself a break. I mean, I took a huge pay cut. My husband and I decided we're just going to make things work till I figure myself out. And ironically, I did land across a course on how to become a freelancer, but I did not know at the time what that was. It scared me half to death. So I didn't. And we decided we wanted to build a new house. So I was like, well, the only way to do that is for me just to go back into the classroom. So I was like, I'm just going to make it work. I actually ended up finding out I had had a hysterectomy, an early emergency hysterectomy 2 years prior. And I found out I had a lot of hormonal issues. I got on medicine and I just really started to feel good about myself again. So I was like, oh, maybe that was my problem this whole time, is my hormones were off whack and yada, yada, yada. So I go back into the classroom for the third time. And I think this is going to be it. Well, COVID hits a year later and all of the things start to happen. The world starts changing. Education starts changing. The kids are behind. We have, behavior issues. Just add one thing onto the other. And 2 years back in after that third time, I was like, it's all coming back again. I'm still feeling that same way. It didn't change. It's teaching. It's not making me happy. It's not fulfilling me. And yes, I'm getting a paycheck to help my family, but is this all there is? I was living my life because of what I thought I had to do, and it wasn't what I wanted. And I always heard that saying, when you love what you do, you're never working. And some teachers loved it. I mean, yes, they were stressed. Yes, they were complaining just like we all were, but they still loved it. I didn't. And I knew that I just could not live that way. I wasn't happy. The panic attack started coming again. I was back in therapy. I was back at the doctor, all of the different things. My world was just crumbling. And so I think it was that Christmas break that I just was like, this can't happen. I didn't think about school at all. I read tons and tons of, I don't want to say trashy novels. It was Colleen Hoover, but I mean, I guess it could be. I remember reading so many books and I just loved it. I was like, I'm just going to do nothing. And January came back around and it all hit again. And I thought, I can't do this. I can't. Something has to give. And so I finally got to the point where I was like, I'm going to research what can teachers do outside of the classroom. And so what did I do? I pulled up Google and I just said, I think I typed in something like, what can teachers do outside of the classroom? And of course, there were several other ones, you know, like become admin. I did not want to do that. You know, become a curriculum director. It wasn't that. Well, another post was a podcast. And it was the Teacher Career Coach podcast by Daphne Gomez. And I am so sad because she just ended that podcast. And I mean, everybody has their reasons for doing it. She just had twins of her own. But it was that podcast that taught you how to get out of the classroom. And not just to find other educational careers, but to find any career outside of the classroom. She helped you write your resume. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. Well, I just kept listening to episode after episode. And one of those episodes was a woman named Michaela Quinn who teaches you how to freelance and start your own business. And so I started learning more about her and found out she had a podcast. It's the Live Free Academy. And so I went down a rabbit hole on her podcast and I just learned so much and I was hooked. I was like, this is my ticket out. I think I was born to work for myself. And all those years of teaching, I was like, I just want to work from home. I just want to wear whatever I want to wear. I want to be able to go wherever I want to go. I want to be able to make a dentist appointment that is not just on Christmas break and in the summer. I just wanted to have that freedom. And so I just started binging her podcast and I was like, this is it. This is my ticket out. And I'm not kidding when I said I went full force. I did all I could to learn more. And on Michaela's podcast, I learned about Lauren Wrighton, who has the Podcast Manager show. Binged her podcast and learned how to become a podcast manager, which is where I'm at today. And on their other, you know, there's so many other amazing people who I found within those podcasts that just taught me, I mean, pretty much everything I need to know about how I got to where I am today. So I can truly say that someone willing to take the time out of their business to add a podcast, to be able to put a message out that could truly help somebody else, I'm not kidding when I say it truly did change my life because it did. I would probably still be in that classroom today having those panic attacks, still on incredibly high dosage of anxiety meds, and I'm not anymore. And now I can say that saying of when you love what you do, you don't feel like you're working. Oh my gosh, I get it now. I love what I do. I try not to work on weekends. I don't have to work on weekends. Because my kids are home and I want to be with them and be present. But if I feel like working, I can. And it's not because I have to. It's because I want to. I get excited about what I do. And I never thought that was possible. And it all came because someone was willing to have a podcast to teach others how to do that. And then they had guests on their show, which taught me more and more and more things. And so I have decided I am going to invite guests on the show, and I want people who have a podcast to come on my show and teach you about what's possible. And you can learn from them, which can help you learn other things, because it is truly a domino effect. It really is. That's what happened. And there were so many other people that I would listen to as well. I remember binging Brandy Mowles. She has Serve Skill Soar. It was all about, you know, getting your business started. She has now transitioned to just being more about Facebook ads management. But that's also the power of podcasting, is you have the ability to change what you talk about. I've done it already. You have the power to pivot. And that is what is so amazing about podcasting. So I learned so much from these success stories that helped me get into this online world. I took the courses, but it all began with a podcast. Now that story took a lot longer than I was expecting it to, but I wanted to truly let you into my world of just how powerful these podcasts were to me. And I will forever be grateful. And that is why I help women start these podcasts, because I want others to be changed. I want others to learn from them, because I'm not kidding. All of my clients have such an amazing message to share. And it was their willingness and their bravery to to get behind a mic and share it. And now I'm seeing so many of them gain clients from their podcast. Is it going to happen overnight? No, it won't. I wish I could say that, but it doesn't. But I connected with each of these podcast hosts because I felt like they were talking to me. They were teaching me how to start my own business and what was possible for me and my family. And when you're able to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes sharing what you've learned, you can reach others and teach them what is possible, what is capable for them. I did not know what was on the other side. I did not know this online world existed. I thought you just had to get up every morning and go to a 9-to-5 or a 7:30 to 4:30 like I did, sometimes longer, work on the weekends. I just thought that was normal. So I want you to think about it. I want you to think about the impact that your message could have on someone's life simply by sharing your story. Think about right now, what do you have to share? What are your insights? What is your expertise? What are you passionate about? No one has your same story. They may sound similar, which can help you connect to others, but only you can say what you have to say. Only you can say what you've been through. It's yours. It's your story. It's your voice. It's your way of making others see what is possible out there. It's your way of working with others. Podcasting is that bridge that connects you to that wider audience. It's allowing your message to make that meaningful difference. You have something to say. You're listening to me right now because you have something that someone else might need to hear. What if your story, the message you want to share, changed someone's life? What if there's another person like me out there just trying to find just that right thing that they need, whether it's to grow their business, whether it's to help them in whatever they're doing in their personal life? There are podcasts out there that are helping moms learn how to create schedules to make their lives at home better. I was listening to a podcast yesterday about how to schedule your chores because I have two 11, almost 12-year-old twins that do not want to do chores. And it's a struggle. So I was listening to it and I was thinking, wow, this is the power of podcasting. I just learned something. So let's say you're trying to connect with your audience through Instagram. We all do it. We try to do it at least. But how much are you really connecting with them? Yeah, they might see your post. Yeah, they might see your story. They might look at that reel. But to them, those may just be words. Sometimes I scroll through those reels and I'm looking for entertainment. Sometimes they stop me and I'm like, oh, I might save that one for later to come back to it. Do I? I probably have so many that are saved and I don't even remember saving them. But they cannot hear your passion behind those words. It's like reading an email and you may interpret it a different way, or that inevitable text that you get from your husband and you think that he said one thing, but he really meant it another way. And you're like, well, use your words differently. Am I the only one? Okay. They need to be able to hear that passion. Even if you speak to them in a reel, will they see it? With a podcast, it allows you to just spend that quality time with your audience. You and I are here right now, no matter what you're doing. You could be driving. You could be doing your dishes. You could be on a walk with your dog. You could be, I don't know. I probably listen to podcasts way more than I should. But you're with me and you're listening to me and I'm speaking directly to you. You have me in your ears for a reason. And I want to be that voice that helps you realize that you can do that for others. Somebody else could feel like they have you next to them, helping them through their struggles. And only you can help them do that. And they don't know it yet. They need you. I like to think of social media, specifically Instagram, because that's the one I'm on the most. I think of social media as like the front door to your house. You're greeting them. You're saying hello. They're coming into your world. You're introducing yourself. You're telling them what you have to offer. But that might be as far as it goes. You give them your resources and yada, yada, yada. Tell them how you can work with them. But with a podcast, you're inviting them inside your house. You're sitting on your couch having a conversation with a friend. You're not going to get that through social media. So think of it, social media as the introduction. They're at your door. They're visiting you. They're learning all about you. But with a podcast, you're bringing them into your world. So right now, I am picturing you and I sitting on our couch, my couch, your couch, whoever couch, and we're getting to know each other. And I love that. That's exactly what I want. I want us to be able to do that. And I feel like you could have that ability to do that for someone else as well. Now, let's address a few common hurdles that I feel like come up when it comes to starting a podcast, because I'm not going to lie, I had them too. Some common ones are just that fear of visibility. Some people just shy away of putting themselves out there. They think just some things could be like, well, who's going to listen to me? Or I'm putting my most vulnerable self out there and what are they going to think of me? Well, that could be true, but what if they think that you're amazing? What if they think that you're that podcast that changed their life like I do for not one, but several podcasts? Your authenticity is going to shine through your voice and your message, and it's going to take that center stage, and you're going to just be able to help people in ways that, I'm sorry, but a social media post, not even an email is going to do. I mean, yeah, you can have several emails go out and really truly explain who you are and what they do, but are they truly reading them? People are choosing to put you in their ears when they turn your podcast on. Think about the podcast you're listening to. I did not make you press play on this episode. You chose to do that. And I am so forever grateful that you did, because I hope that I can help you realize that someone needs you. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with some practical advice for getting started, because I know that we can all think that, okay, this all sounds great, Allison, but what am I supposed to do? Well, first off, you have to believe that you have a message to share. Even if it's just telling your story like I did at the beginning of this episode, I didn't have to tell you all my deepest, darkest secrets. I mean, I haven't told you all of them, but I went through a very hard time. And I know what you have to say is so valuable to somebody, and you can make a difference. This is what I want to share. I want people to realize that there are so many more voices out there that we need, and podcasting is not oversaturated. There could be 20 podcasts talking about the same thing, but think about how many Instagram accounts talk about the same thing. Doesn't matter. No one's going to say exactly what you have to say. No one's going to have your story. I mean, somebody else could say a podcast changed their life, and it probably did. But is it my story? No, that's my story. So invite people into your world and have a conversation on your couch, because I promise you, it'll be worth it. Okay, I am so happy that you stayed with me till the end. I absolutely would love to know more about you, the compelling reasons why your message needs to be heard, whether you're an entrepreneur, a storyteller, someone who has a passion to share. In my opinion, podcasting is that avenue that will get your voice out there, and it will resonate with hearts potentially around the world. If you have any questions, even if you just want to know, is my story worth a podcast? Send me a DM on Instagram. The only thing about podcasting is they can leave you a review. I would love to have a review about how this resonated with you. And if you want to leave a review about what your podcast would be about, let's do it. Please do. But if you just want to know, think I might want to start one, but I don't know if this topic or what I would have to talk about is something worth having a podcast over, send me a message on Instagram. I'm at Allison Nitch. And just send me a DM and say, hey, how do you think a podcast about this would be? And I will answer you. I will give you my honest opinion. And I will let you know if I think it's worth it. I'm not going to tell every single person they need a podcast, because I promise you, not everybody needs a podcast. I actually have an episode coming up in the near future about who does not need a podcast. Okay, I hope this resonated with you. I hope that you found some value in it. Thank you so much for listening. I want you to join me in the next episode as we keep learning more about podcasting. And keep coming back, because coming up very soon, I'm going to have something that is just for my podcast listeners, and only for my podcast listeners to begin with anyway. So keep coming back and listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights to enhance your podcasting journey. Remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Allison Nitch for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and even more podcasting goodness. And if you're ready to take your podcast dreams to the next level, visit my website at AllisonNitch.com. There, you'll discover resources and opportunities waiting for you. But before you go, here's a special request. If you've enjoyed this episode and believe in the power of podcasting, please take a moment to leave a rating and review. Your feedback fuels the mission and helps others find their path to purposeful podcasting. Until next time, keep podcasting with purpose, and remember, your voice has the potential to impact the world. Together, we'll make it happen.